Welcome to the NBA 24/7 podcast. It's your resident expert, Odia Bosa. We're going to go and dive into deep context about this year's NBA Finals. As we all know, was held in a bubble in Orlando in the Walt Disney Resorts. And the two final teams to come out of the West and East Conference, representing East Conference, is the Miami Heat, which is coached by Eric Spoelstra and led by the president, Pat Riley, who's an NBA Hall of Famer and icon. And the Lakers were coached by Frank Vogel and boosted of the iconic duo of AD and LeBron James, who people consider to be the best player of this generation from 2000 to now. So anyway, as we all know, I don't think a lot of people would have expected the Heat to make the final. I think the Lakers were locked in the West. I think if you go to the West, it either would have been Lakers or Clippers. But in the East, if you look at two teams that people have predicted to make the finals this year in the East, it'll probably be the Celtics, maybe the Raptors. Even though some people predict the Raptors not even to make the playoffs, which they prove everybody wrong, which I know they're going to playoffs anyway, but that's neither here nor there. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to actually look at the stats. I'm going to look at the... I'm gonna look this up right now. So we actually look at the roster. So I actually want to look at the position by position. We actually can see the position, because that would tell you. So, but it's gonna be a good finals, I think. I predict the Heat gonna win in 5 or 6. I know everybody predicts the Heat to win the series, the Lakers to win the series. But I know that they're overwhelming favorite because they have LeBron, AD, and Dwight Howard, Jameel McGee coming off the bench. And you got Rondo, looking like playoff Rondo. And you have Kuzma, J.R. Smith, and Deion Waiters. But, the only thing that I see, the main reason why I think the Heat are going to win this series, first of all, I don't think they're a better team. If you look at talent-wise, the Lakers have better talent. They have LeBron and AD, and they have a former MVP in Dwight Howard. You know, Dwight Howard, not the same Dwight Howard, like 2012 Dwight Howard when he was with the Magic. 2009 Dwight Howard was with the Magic. But he's still been a great player. He's been one of the reasons why I think the Lakers have done so well in the playoffs, because he's been an X factor. He's really been another great body to have coming off the bench to help complement AD. So anyway, as for the Heat, I think the two players that really need to step up for the Heat in the series in order for them to really win the series is, first of all, Jimmy Butler. Butler has to take the charge of saying, you know what, I'm going to defend LeBron James. I'm going to lock him up. I'm going to be the guy that shuts him down. Because he can do that. He can do that. If he can shut down LeBron, that can be help for the Heat. But I don't think he needs to do that, because LeBron, sometimes in big games, in big series, he tends to mentally come up short. Doesn't mean he doesn't play well, but he's not aggressive that much. He's more focused to be a passer. I think in this series, LeBron needs to be aggressive. He needs to be heavy game. He needs to go in the mindset that I'm going to go downhill, attack the rim, get fouls, get the biggest foul trouble early, and get to the line. That would be a big help for the Lakers. Now, the matchup I'm interested in to see, which is going to be a very interesting matchup, is going to be Anthony Davis and Adebayo, because this is the first time Davis has faced a big who's athletic like him and can actually play man-to-man defense very well. A lot of bigs he's faced in the past, Jokic, Nurkic, and P.J. Tucker, they were great bigs, but they weren't really that, they couldn't really contain him defensively. They really couldn't. Davis had his way. If he won, when Davis won too, he had his way. And I think Adebayo might be the first big man he's faced so far in the playoffs that can give him run for the money. And actually might be able to hold him, contain him below the season average. I think it's like 27.3 per game. So, overall, I think the two matchups that both teams should be worried about is LeBron versus Butler and AD versus Adebayo. Look at the key matchup to see who wins those. Butler and LeBron or Adebayo. Adebayo and AD. But I think the two X factors in the series, which should not be overlooked. For the Lakers, it's got to be the tandem. Actually, two X factors for the Lakers, Dwight Howard and McGee. I'm combining them together. Dwight Howard and McGee can do what they did in this West Coast Finals. The Heat are going to be in big trouble. Because when you got that type of big man with AD, who's ready, arguably one of the best big men in the league by far. You can come out from the shoot at the three-point line, can shoot fadeaways in the post, can do everything. He dominate in the post. He can shoot from the three-point line. He can shoot 20 feet away. He just does everything. You got McGee and Dwight Howard, who's looking like the old Dwight Howard of the Magic, coming off the bench. Very tough. Another X factor for the Lakers, which I want to see how this is going to match up, is Rondo. Rondo's going to go up against Dragic. Both of them are very, a little up in age, but Rondo has been playing like the old Boston Celtics Rondo. Playoff Rondo. Like, playoff Rondo is a different Rondo. But Rondo just knows when to take over games and when to be a team leader and stuff. And the two X factors for me for the Heat, it's got to be Tyler Hero. He's going to be a big part if they want to win the series. He has to really step it up. He has to really step up and shoot threes. And he has to be Ray Allen. He has to be Ray Allen for the Heat. Cliche, Ray Allen was the one that won the championship for LeBron his second year, and he hit the game winning shot against the Spurs in game 7. Bang, corner 3. Yeah, everybody knows that. Mike Breen's famous catchphrase. But overall, another X factor for me, which I'm surprised he hasn't played well this whole playoffs, is Kendrick Nunn. Is he going to show up or not? Because he's really a good player. He's really good. And if we can give them the Heat at 20, 15 points at the bench, that'd be a great help. Because Adebayo and Butler are going to play their asses off the whole game. Harold, if he's shooting at the U-ball well, he's going to be active again. I need another guy to step up, which should be Nunn. And don't forget, he'd have two veterans who have been there before in the playoffs, which is Crowder, and have Andre Iguodala. Let's not underestimate how much Iguodala knows about LeBron, because he played him 3 times in a row when he was on the Warriors. So, with that being said, I think I'm going to give the Heat a 5. They're going to win in 6 games. 6 games. 7 the most, but 6 games they're going to win. It's going to be tough for them, but they're going to beat the Lakers. I just think the Heat are destined to win it. And the Heat kind of reminds me of the 04 Pistons, which is kind of ironic. The 04 Pistons defeated the Lakers, who were highly favored to win that series. Look at the 04 Finals. No one was predicting the Pistons to beat the Lakers, and they swept them for 4 games. That Laker team had Gary Payton, Karl Malone, Shaq, and Kobe. Even though Gary Payton and Karl Malone were past their prime, they were still fairly good players. Remember, this Lakers team don't have no Karl Malone or Gary Payton on their lineup. All they have is AD and LeBron, which is great, but imagine if AD and LeBron had a Gary Payton or Karl Malone on their roster. That would be another added help, but don't forget they also have Dwight Howard, who at one point was an MVP. At one point was one of the best players in the NBA. For a good 4-year stretch, he was one of the best players in the NBA. He was a defensive monster in the paint. Took that 0-9 Magic team to the finals when they lost to the Lakers, which they got swept 4-0. So, let's not forget that. And they also got Rondo. So, I'm not saying Rondo and Howard in their prime were comparable to Malone and Payton, but they're close enough. But that's not that. Okay, so I'm gonna have to pick the Heat in 6 games. MVP's probably gonna go to Adebayo or Hero. Those are my MVP candidates. I think the Lakers are gonna play their ass off, but the Heat are just Coach Spoelstra is just a better coach than Frank Vogel. And I don't know if Vogel can handle this big time pressure. It's the first time of him being in the finals. First time of him being in the finals. And it's evident in his career. Spoelstra's been there. So Spoelstra's not worried about, being nervous. He's been there, okay? Guaranteed this with LeBron, Dwayne Wade and stuff. But he's been there before. And another ace in the pocket that the Lakers don't have, the Heat have Pat Riley. Pat Riley's a proven winner. And he knows how to, take the teams past the hump. I mean, he did it with the Lakers, the coach He didn't do it with the Knicks as a coach, because supposedly the Knicks had to play him Jordan every year in the playoffs. But he almost did it with the Knicks. But he, the Lakers history, he's like folklore. So could you imagine the storyline of Poster beating LeBron, same play to help him get his first title, Riley beating the team that he turned into relevance with the Lakers? Could you imagine that storyline? Where the coach spoke beats his star pupil, which is LeBron. The guy LeBron who made his... LeBron made Spoelstra. Made him a ready-made coach. We gave him 2 titles. Then Riley beating the Lakers, knowing that affiliation he has with Lakers, like Laker lore in his story. Like, that would be amazing. So I have the Heat on 6 games. Could be wrong, but intuition tells me that the Heat are going to win the series. And Butler's going to prove to everybody why he's a prop winner. And I'm a Knicks fan. And I read a report yesterday, I think it's the New York Post, or Mark Berman reports that the Knicks didn't want to pursue Butler in 2019 because he didn't like his leadership style. Well, that aged well, because same leadership style you didn't like, he took a ragtag team with no all-stars. Butler and Adebayo are the only all-stars on that team. Even before Bam started playing with it, Butler was the only solid all-star on the team. He took a team with a bunch of actually nobodies. Guys that, you know, they were great, but they're not like superstar players. Okay? And took them to the finals. In a bubble. So anyway, got the Heat in 6 games. So I want to do another podcast maybe by game 2. I want to go back on my prediction and see maybe if I'm wrong or I'm right. All right. Peace out. Sign out.